This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وبعد. Speak to any person who has incurred debts. His primary concern is to either settle his debts or ask the creditor to give him some leniency and give him some additional time. And if the creditor gives him some time, there's great reward, merit, virtue for it. There are certain people who will give grace, noble, wonderful, meritorious. And there are also certain occasions, although it might be rare and not so common, where a creditor will actually clear out the debt, phone the person and say, you know what, today is your day of Eid and celebration. I've decided to forgive you. MashaAllah, awesome, amazing. But have you ever heard of a creditor phoning the debtor and saying, you know what, I have not only cleared your debt, I now owe you that money. In other words, what was your liability is now your asset. Unheard of, right? Unimaginable, inconceivable. Well, that's the offer Allah makes to you, my brother. And that's the proposal Allah makes to you, my sister. 11th chapter of the Quran, 12 juz. إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. After the perpetration of a vice, if it's followed by the performance of a virtue, the latter will erase the former. In Ruhul Ma'ani, the quotation of Yahya bin Mu'adh rahimahullah has been documented. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمْ يَرْضَ بِالسَّتْرِ حَتَّى غَفَرَ. Allah didn't say, if you perform a good deed, I will conceal your vice. He said, I will delete your vice. I will erase it. وَلَمْ يَرْضَ بِالْغُفْرَانِ حَتَّى بَدَّلَ. And he said, if you're genuine and you're sincere and you're honest and you're candid in your tawbah, then I'm prepared to convert your vice into virtue, your liability into asset. Yes. And Ibn Kathir expounds on this so amazing. أَنَّ تِلْكَ السَّيِّئَاتِ الْمَاضِيَةَ تَنْقَلِبُ بِنَفْسِ التَّوْبَةِ النَّصُوحِ حَسَنَاتِ. That the very vice will be transformed into virtue. And how is this possible? وَمَا ذَاكْ إِلَّا لِأَنَّهُ كُلَّمَا تَذَكَّرَ مَا مَضَى نَدِمَ وَاسْتَرْجَعَ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ فَيَنْقَلِبُ الذَّنْبُ طَاعَةً بِهَذَا الْإِعْتِبَارِ. Wow, how amazing. That when you're genuine, sincere, you lament and you regret and you're remorseful and you turn to the Almighty, then every vice will be now a credit in your account, because now that you've changed your life, when you pass by the venue in which you would spend your Saturday nights or in which you had spent your youth, every time you pass there, it will evoke those memories and tears will trickle down and there will be a crack in your voice and there will be a frog in your throat and you will just cry and weep before the Almighty that this is the place where I wasted my youth. So in that way, your previous venues of sin will stimulate a renewed regret. And a renewed regret will become a renewed tawbah and a greater commitment. It will propel you to a greater height. فَيَنْقَلِبُ الذَّنْبُ طَاعَةً بِهَذَا الْإِعْتِبَارِ. So in this manner, your vice will become virtue. My brother, this is your opportunity. Your Lord offers you to convert your vice into virtue. Repent to Him today before it's too late.